One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey guys, State Podcast brought to you by Lazo Web Me Basement Con Show 5. September 12th in my basement, Matthew Farkas, Ray Roberts, Dwayne Duke, and musical guest Jamie Horton, all live September 12th this Saturday. You can watch and listen live on lousyweathermedia.com. If you can't attend, you'll be able to listen to the podcast afterwards if you're not into that live shit. A lot of people like on-demand things, Paul. So, you know, on demand. Now, enjoy the show. Primary election day today, everybody.
Is it?
Everybody go vote?
No, I didn't. Did you?
Yeah, I went and voted.
I didn't know it was today.
Sean voted, but he didn't even stick his I voted sticker on anything.
No, he has it right there by Bailey.
I got it over here now.
Stuck it right over her nipple.
It's in the vicinity of knickknacks.
I'm just kidding.
Is that what this is? My knickknack table?
Yeah.
But did you stick it on there?
No.
You just want to ruin the fucking photo.
You're framing the sticker.
It's hanging in it.
It's actually covering this little bend in the 8x10.
Yeah, and NXT logo.
God, episode 101 of the Lousy Weather Media main show, right?
Right.
Yeah, we're supposed to be waiting on John Bruton to show up, but I think that ship has sailed.
He could have.
So we went ahead and just hit record and started going to town anyway.
Yeah, maybe you guys will hear him later on.
It's primary election day today, everybody.
So you voted for Trump.
No, that's not the election we're voting for. It's an election for our city.
Oh, who'd you vote for?
We're voting. It's a primary.
Was it based on names this time? Like, you not knowing anyone? You're like, they sound Democratic.
No.
That's
no.
What it was last year.
That was 2 years ago.
Oh, my bad.
The name is
2 years, wow.
Nameism, yeah, that was episode 6 of the main show, was Nameism, when I if they sounded like they were black and female, I voted for them, because I feel like my political ideals are that of a black female.
Ah.
Here's my idea.
Yeah, explain.
Because you'll never see a black female standing up there yelling like, end abortion, you know what I mean? Like, you'll never see a black female standing up there. Like,
do you think it's because they have better problems to yell about?
No, they're just not the fucking... You just don't see Republican, Christian, conservative black women other than Condoleezza Rice.
Mm.
Yeah, I think she was just a patsy.
How so? Is this a conspiracy?
No, they were just filling up the cabinet with black people.
We got Obama, we got to fill it up.
No, this was George Bush. God, you're ignorant.
Do you think some people could be religiously brainwashed into being conservative?
Yeah, that's what happens. And that's what I mean. I just don't see super black women, even if they are super religious, they're not yelling the shit that these Republicans are yelling. They're not voting. If they're politicians and they're intelligent, they're not yelling these things. You guys just don't follow politics.
At all.
I can't even have this conversation.
I mean, honestly, you could be talking about like football and I'd still be as lost.
Why is that?
Because I don't watch either or pay attention.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to the World Cup.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
No.
It's not the World Cup, Sean.
That was not a good joke.
Football, right?
This whole episode is just going down.
Oh, it's already shot, eh? You guys can't talk politics with me. You did a great job on the storm cloud.
It's vote day.
I went out there voting. Yeah, because it's a primary. So this is why it's important. We've had the same mayor for like 34 years here in Akron. The same mayor, Don Pasqualic, has been the mayor for like 34 years.
Now he's pissing on things.
Yeah, he's gone. And then the guy that was going to immediately replace him.
Is that real?
Yeah. Drunk and pulled a Paul.
God, Paul, you are so out of the loop of everything.
I am, dude. Let's hit the
but
piss
how
story.
How did you guys not talk about this last week?
Well, because it was old news by the time last week's show happened.
Well, let's hit old news.
He was pissing on a tree in the University of Akron, and they kicked him out.
That's not even news.
I thought we did talk about that.
The former mayor was caught pissing on a tree.
I mean, that's pretty rad.
And then
he's like, I'm not mayor no more.
They were like, get the hell out of here. And he was like, why? I figured I'd give you guys something to do since I know you guys ain't got nothing better to do.
Wow.
We talked about it when Willis and Eric were here.
Okay. Right on.
So, God, that fucking, you're just killing me today.
Yeah. All right. So we had the same mayor for 34 years. That's why this is important, the primaries.
Yeah, because now we're about to have a new mayor soon. The guy that was going to be the heir apparent to the throne got busted. Remember Gary Moneypenny? We talked about that.
God, do I. Yeah.
We talked about him.
So really, we've had two mayors in the last how many years?
We've had two mayors in the last 30 days, but this guy's the guy. I don't even think there's a real official mayor right now because Gary Moneypenny's just staying out of all sight and everything.
So what happens? Who runs Akron now?
Well, Gary Moneypenny is the mayor.
But he's not, but he went into hiding.
What's
up? Does he have like a right-hand man?
I'm sure he's got a patsy.
Yeah. There's got to be someone making the hard decisions.
You sound super loud today, Paul.
You can turn me down.
Why do you sound so loud?
I'm not talking
loud. Like, when you talk, it, like, completely drowns me out.
I'm sorry. Here, I'll talk back here. Like that. Go ahead, Sean.
I don't like this.
I'll just stand in the other room.
Yeah, how do I sound now?
I'm just turning your mic completely off. Talk now, Paul. You sound all right, Bob, but Paul's drowning me out today.
I'm too loud.
Anyway, so there's one Republican running and three Democrats, and today's the primary. What a primary election is, Paul, is where you go and you nominate who's going to be on the actual ballot come November.
Right.
Is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. All right. So there'll be like three Democrats on the ballot. We pick one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person that wins will be on the ballot to run against the Republican.
That one.
In November.
Yeah.
So, yeah, today was the primary and we got to go vote for that.
When did
you think there are two other episodes of our show where you explain the same thing to Paul?
There has to be more than two, probably.
His ignorance is just befuddling.
It's boundless, honestly.
So I went and I voted, and I voted for all black people because that's what you do when you vote when you want to be represented the way you want to represent. I should say.
Okay.
In Ward 10 Council, I voted for a guy who... All right, so there's two...
Yeah, I was like, what's Ward 10?
Ward 10 is the ward we live in
here. I feel like
here,
we're playing
Goodyear
Dungeons
Heights.
And Dragons.
They split the city into 12 wards.
Okay.
And we're
so this is like...
We're in Ward 10. Ward 10 is...
Hunter Gate, yeah.
Ward 10 is Goodyear Heights and a little bit of Ellet.
Mm-hmm.
So Ward 10 is who I voted for. And the guy who was... And Ward 10 was the one previously ran by Gary Moneypenny.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Moneypenny gave up Ward 10 to become mayor, and then that went all downhill after 10 days.
Right.
So now we don't have a Ward 10 or a mayor, basically.
Wow.
So Ward 10 councilman, the guy that's there was two white guys running who were, longtime politicians, I guess say. And then there was this, like, younger, probably in his 30s, black guy that runs a barber college who was denied a grant from city council at the beginning of the year. So, money that he could put into a school.
Right.
He was denied the grant by city council, so he decided, I'm going to run for city council.
So he can get that money.
I guess.
Yeah.
But he's tired of being fucked over by these people. So I voted for him.
That's awesome.
He lost by a wide margin.
Oh, the results are already in.
He fell in third place. Yeah, they came in about 9:30.
Oh, okay.
Zach Milkovich is the guy that won Ward 10, and he wasn't projected to win. Hefner, who's the guy in the seat right now, I think his name's Hefner. He's the guy, and that guy actually lives a block away over here on Pilgrim, because you can see their addresses on the city council website.
They put that there. Wow.
Yeah.
That seems invasive.
That's how I knew where Gary Moneypenny lived.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, over there on Fulmer.
Huh.
Yeah. You need to know where your councilmen live because you don't...
Yeah, throw eggs at their house and stuff. You don't agree with their decisions.
No, you need... if you got a J-Brone in the office, you know what I mean? Or even when you're...
Yeah, you can burn down his home. Like, that just seems so insane to, like...
When you're voting, all right, you want to know that this person kind of stays amongst
right,
you.
They have stake in the area that they're being, like, that they're ruling over.
Like, Gary Moneypenny lived on Fulmer, right? So he lived over there by the airport. That's Ellet. That's mm-hmm. not Goodyear Heights. That's right. Ellet. But he presided over here over Goodyear Heights. You know what I mean? That's a career politician just taking over the area he's in, is what you would call that, I guess.
Yeah.
But the you want somebody from your neighborhood, because then also you these people for mayor, and you're looking at where they're living, and they're living out on out there on a golf course.
Yeah, they're
shit.
In Bath, you know, hanging I mean? Out in their mansion. You also need someone that lives around here so that they can drive all the shitty potholes and stuff like that, and so they actually do something about it, you know?
See the neighborhood? See, that's you're the average American, Paul, yeah. because that's... That's what you... I mean, the potholes, yes, are a problem, and they...
Potholes,
and no matter what, on the news,
yeah.
every single time they do, like, a city council or Mayor Sean versus the English language.
And go.
Mayor
Finish him! Language wins! Flawless victory.
Anytime they have a mayoral... I don't even remember what I was trying to say now. Mayoral.
Yeah.
Mayoral.
Oh, there it is. Maybe. Here, I'll. Like, do you want me to look it up on my phone?
Yeah, pronunciation yeah, of the shit. Anytime. I don't even remember what the fuck I was saying.
Anytime they have a. Well, oh, people okay, talk about okay. potholes, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you got a story. Anytime they got a story on the news about mayoral candidates or city council or anything like that. They always got the one lady who's like, Roberta Jackson, she just wants something simple. And they'll cut to Roberta, and she'll be like, my potholes on my street. Who's going to fix my potholes? You know what I mean? They always, no matter, you can go to any town in America. What are you going to do?
I'm going to play it.
Got it?
Yeah.
Play it. I don't fucking hear it.
Yeah.
But you go to any town in America, no matter what, there's always a Roberta Johnson who's mad about the potholes.
Mayoral.
Mayoral.
No, let's try that again.
Mayoral.
There you go.
Mayoral?
Yeah.
Mayoral? Mayoral my fucking dick.
Mayoral.
Can you mayoral my dick?
That sounds like a speak and spell.
May you oral me?
Mayoral my dick.
All right.
Please. Mayoral is the way I'm going to say it.
Yeah, we'll see that. Yours sounds way more official.
Mayoral candidates.
All right, so Roberta Jackson is like, my potholes, and I'm like, my potholes.
There's a Roberta Johnson. There's a Roberta Johnson in every town, no matter where it is.
And I'm her.
Whether it's fucking... yeah, and it's like, she doesn't pay attention to the economic development, where the money's coming from to build these things, who's supplying this.
Right.
All she cares about is who's going to take care of the potholes on my street.
You know what? Because that affects her daily life.
Yeah.
She's fixing tire rods, fucking pop tires. I get it.
Yeah,
I'm
things,
out on the streets every day, Sean, hitting potholes.
Yeah. potholes are bad.
And now that I know that all their addresses are listed, I'm going to start taking concrete and throw through the windows. And
I'm just going to start taking letters. Jackhammers outside their houses.
I mean, they put...
Yeah, start putting them all over the driveway. Make a moat. And now leave. Fix that first, dickhead.
They put their address on Facebook to write them letters and stuff. Write them a letter and tell them, hey, man, fix my potholes on my street, yo.
Yeah, sign Roberta Johnson.
Roberta Johnson of every... Roberta Johnson is like John Doe. Roberta Johnson is John the Plumber. Remember John the Plumber? You don't fucking remember John the Plumber because you don't know anything about politics.
Is that the guy from Salute Your Shorts?
No. John the Plumber was in...
And I get fucking called out for it.
Yeah, I mean... Both of you, I just want to...
Well, at least group us together, then. Just don't have me on the island of ignorance.
Today's the day I feel like just taking the two of your heads and just knocking them together.
Oh, shit.
Right here in the table, I just reach.
I mean, if you had that kind of reach, I'd be scared.
Oh, God, but anyway...
All right, Dad, tell us what it's about.
God, during
Joe the Plumber.
Joe the Plumber. See, you knew his name. I called him John the Plumber.
Oh,
you,
I didn't.
You had his name right. It was Joe the Plumber.
Yeah. See, I'm not ignorant.
He wasn't.
I know shit. You're ignorant. You get on the island.
You didn't know how to say mayoral.
Mayoral.
Yeah, when we get that pronunciation up, bro.
Mayoral candidate. Yeah.
Baltimore Mayorials.
Jesus. The mayoral candidates. I can't even say candidate, right?
Nope. Candidates.
Candidates.
Candidate me.
Mayoral on a candidate.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was two guys.
Yeah.
There was Horrigan and there was Mike Williams.
Horrigan, that must have been a rough childhood.
And I think he won because he's like an Irish white guy.
Hmm.
Mike Williams is the black guy.
Okay.
They both, if you listen to two of them talk, you would think they were the same person.
Really?
I mean, their views, ideology.
Okay.
Sean versus the English language today.
Ideology, you hit it.
Ideology. Mayoral.
Hey, last night, your mother was a whore. Mother. Again.
What is that?
Horrigan.
Horrigan.
Senate. That's what I would have said to him in school.
You're getting a fake laugh, dude.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
trip fake laugh.
Where's this show
screwed
going?
Screwed and chopped.
Where's this show going?
We're talking about politics, Sean. Get
so,
on
So, anyway, the two of them, their ideology is pretty much identical. And they both are, like, champions of Highland Square, like, rebuilding the West Akron neighborhood.
I'm into that. I just moved there. Yes. What are their addresses? I'll send them flowers.
So they.
My friend says you guys sound the same, but please fix this area.
Yeah, but what if you just white?
Sandra Berta Johnson.
Anyway, so yeah, they both ran, and then the white guy won.
Mm-hmm.
But you Figures. Can't. Yeah, I mean, it was funny. I saw this thing on the internet that was like, it was like, your vote smart. Ballot or something like that. It's just to show you who to vote for or something like that.
Based on your posts?
What's up?
Is it based on your... Okay.
No, I was looking... I was researching the candidates.
I got you.
And there was this thing that was like, your vote smart card for 2015 or something like that. And it was just all the black people. And I was like, that's my smart card. Like, I need that
one. It knew you.
Because it and that's what it should have said at the top. Like...
All we know you. Oh.
All your no. It's like your black candidates 2015. Like, you know what I mean? Because that's who I'm gonna vote for.
Right.
Politically, that's
well,
who I agree with.
Well,
because
you're also OG black too.
Yeah, but politically, that's who I agree with.
Yeah.
So that's who I'm going to.
So vote from for. Now until the end of time, it's just all black candidates.
I mean, not all the time. You gotta go. Sometimes there's white people with a little bit of like
black in them.
Yeah, a little bit of a brother step. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I've never heard that term, but I like it.
So,
he's got a brother step,
like a Bill Clinton. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he had a brother step. Yeah,
on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
You all right over there, Joseph?
Yes.
So anyway,
I saw him posing in front of train tracks one time. That's some brother step shit.
That OG picture. Yeah. He's like, yeah, shut up, Hillary. It's hip hop or something like that. Yeah, I've seen the.
It's
little,
just a cigar.
The meme or something. But anyway, sometimes you get candidates like that because there are no black ones. You got to vote for the blackish ones.
Yeah. The white embodiment.
The
of black.
What's that movie?
Yeah, I was just thinking of it.
What is that movie?
I can read.
Bullworth or something.
Bullworth. Like that? Yeah. Hell yeah. Good call, Sean Ass.
So it
had the movies with Sean Ass.
You gotta find the Bullworth of the few.
No, sorry.
I was.
I fucking tricked you, motherfucker.
I was like, how the fuck did that start on its own? That's good. You were really good.
I mean, I recorded
you're on,
it.
Dude. My
that's me, man.
My face lit up.
My tablet's alive.
I wish every candidate was a Bullworth.
Every candidate was Bullworth?
Yeah.
Or if they all were,
or
and just like,
a Bullworth.
And rap on television?
Well, no, I just wish they were all.
He did
as,
a lot on television.
As, had as much character. Their own character.
Well, I mean, Trump.
As much.
Trump like, is kind of like a Bullworth, just like on the opposite scale.
Yeah, kind of.
I guess.
Yeah, like he's just a super ignorant asshole.
But Trump's not a politician. Bullworth was a career politician.
True.
That they like tapped and turned black. The Donald Trump is just like some rich, ignorant dude that's just being rich and ignorant on television.
It's insane.
We got
maybe
another
he,
year
maybe he
of
just
this
needs
too.
Maybe he just needs Halle Berry.
Can you imagine?
In his life.
Can
you, oddly like enough, I've been reading the polls and stuff like that for him. Trump's leading by a fucking landslide.
I think it's just because.
For the Republicans.
I'm hoping, at least, that it's because he's the person everybody knows and he's new on the block and people are listening to him and he's saying what he wants to
say. Yeah, he's saying insane shit. Like, he's taking that PC card and literally fucking burning it and wiping his ass on it.
But I think when it comes down to it here in a few months.
Oh, he's
things
gone,
might switch up, but I don't know.
You think Hillary's going to go? I think Hillary and I think if it's Hillary and Trump, ooh, that's going to be a fucking sick election.
A Hillary Trump election. It would just be nonstop murderous attack ads on the television
and probably terrorist attacks. They're like, "What is America doing? This is insane."
They literally start terrorist attacking each other.
Yeah, probably. So yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying, like, you know, any terrorist that doesn't like us, like, will hate us even more if that goes to, like,
what,
a
because
thing.
Of Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, but they already hate us.
I feel like that might push them over the edge. Like, hit that nuke button. Fuck them.
I mean, it would take decades of reforming and generational reform. Reforming and generational reform. That's what it takes. Sean, first English language. English language.
English language. Give my records.
God.
You all right?
No, I don't remember what I was fucking saying.
We were talking about politics.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And they hate us.
Yeah.
Okay, it would take 10, 20, 30 years of, like, good, hard, solid America being the cool brother instead of the angry father.
If Trump let us?
No.
What do you mean? Are we the angry father now?
I'm saying no matter what, our enemies are going to hate us.
Yeah.
Whoever gets elected this year.
Oh, for sure.
Unless we start treating them like a cool brother.
Yeah. It would take 10, 20, 30 years
of being Canada.
Of being a cool brother.
Yeah. Just being Canada.
Yeah, I mean, Canada gets themselves into some wars, man. Don't act like Canada.
Canada's been in wars.
They've been in all of our fucking wars.
Well, because we drag them in. They're like, fuck, again?
Who do you think our best
friend is? Oh, come on, the leaves are on, eh?
Jesus.
Eating Tim Hortons.
They fought for their own country. They fought the...
Canadian War.
Yeah, they fought the Indians and the French.
Bob literally was like, I don't know if that's right. The Canadian War. The Great Canadian War.
It's called the French-Indian War.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, because they're like kind of like half French and Canadian.
The French came and settled the Montreal area, right. and then they started spreading through, but in the English as well. That's
the
why
fur traders.
The English were a lot up in the top right. But anyway, the French-Canadian... God damn it, now you got me fucking saying it. The French-Indian War.
The Great Canadian War.
The Great Canadian War, 1764.
Was that it?
The Great Canadian War, 1764.
Yeah, it just rhymed. It's like Spaz's house destruction party. Didn't happen
in 93. I think it was probably around there. Josie, Google French Indian War.
Yeah, the Great Canadian War.
The Great Canadian War of 1984.
No, you just changed it again.
17. You want the date? Is that what you want?
Like 1764.
1754 to 1763.
54. So I was close, 54.
Oh, but it was to 1763. You were almost like there. Like, I mean, Price is Right. You fucking lost, but damn, that was insane.
History, man.
You have a fucking vat of useless knowledge.
Who thinks
so
it's
do
useless?
I. I mean, that was amazing. I'm impressed.
I can pop this shit out any day, man.
Yeah.
I just pop it out like
a little history wiener.
Can't pop this out, but I can pop that out.
Yeah, he's trying to tug out his dick right now.
What is with my dick right now?
Well, I want to come out on this podcast. There he goes.
Gosh dang it. So you listen to Storm Cloud Radio, Paul?
Yeah, I liked it a lot, man.
My 10-minute rant about crust butter.
I didn't get to listen to that.
Okay.
I listened to the Cosby
yeah,
shit.
You listened to two bits.
Yeah, and
on
then
a 45 minute
son of
show.
A bitch. What was the other one? I was cleaning a lot of stuff.
But anyway,
yeah.
So I would.
How many people tuned in?
So I on the podcast form. Yeah. I have a last time I checked it was at like 15 or something like that.
No, tuned in like.
Live?
Yeah.
Two?
All right, I was one of them.
You're one
Don't
of them?
Don't fucking knock my fucking ass.
Don't knock your hustle.
Yeah.
I was just like, hey, I'm going to broadcast live.
Yeah, it sounded great.
I talked about stuff, and they had They had Jimmy Kimmel was at war with these video game people.
Was that fake?
What's up? No, it's real. There's a whole subculture of, like, was it fake? Like, it's wrestling.
Well, no. I thought maybe it was, like, a bit. Does bits. Okay, he's a funny guy. He makes jokes.
He went on. He was in one of his monologues where he... God, Sean versus English language. Monologues.
He's one of his monologues.
He was in one of his monologues. And, or it was a bitch or something where he...
A bitch? Or it was a bitch. I can't remember.
He was... You know, there's this whole subculture of people who watch people play video games.
Yeah. Andrew used to do that when we were on tour with Under Dead Sky.
So he like...
I was like, how do you Call of Duty on your phone? He's like, no, it's YouTube. I'm like, you're watching other people play video games? He's like, yeah. I can't.
Yeah, he...
why not vicariously live through another?
So, and but it's also... It's like a thing where like even Kedron used to like... He had a Ustream with his Halo channel playing, you know, and people would tune in and then ads it had to play and he'd monetize that, you know what I mean? And so anyway, it's this whole fucking world of people who stream video games and people who watch video games, and he was like making fun of that
because
like his point was, why wouldn't you make fun of that,
right?
Because
why wouldn't you play the fucking video game?
Exactly.
Yeah,
you just go out and play the video game. So
then again, I guess it's like watching porn. It's like, why wouldn't you just go fuck? Was that his joke?
That was in there, weirdly, but
I'm
it kind of backwards. So
what do you mean?
It sounded like you were taking the video gamer's sides.
No, I'm saying like, why watch porn when you could go fuck? So I'm taking Jimmy Kimmel's side of like, why watch a video game be played by someone else when you can play it yourself?
If you can fuck, you're definitely not going to turn on porn unless you're watching it together while you fuck.
True.
Yeah, it's not like I have this opportunity to have sex, but I'd rather not have sex and just watch porn.
Right.
That's not going
to
happen.
Well, it's like I have this opportunity to play this video game because more than likely they own the video game that they're watching being played, but they'd rather watch it be played.
Yeah. Okay. So, but yeah, the sex thing was one of the jokes.
Yeah.
Because somebody, one of the video gamers said that. Like, they said it, like, the video, in the perspective of...
The game, the people watching the game.
Like, that's like saying, why watch porn when you could just have sex? And it's like, yeah, exactly.
You're proving my point, sir.
Well, isn't this almost also like Guitar Hero? But a lot of people did that.
No, because Guitar Hero, you're still being interactive with it. That'd be almost like it. All right. Well, it's
actual guitar.
If you're going with that, that's almost like the sex robot that jerked you off while you watch virtual reality porn. That's like Guitar Hero. You're not getting good at anything else. It's just happening to you, and you're interacting kind of, but it's not real.
I own a Guitar Hero, and it was nothing like that, Paul.
Yeah, I know. I didn't come either.
Okay. Anyway. God. So what happened? There was just a bunch of funny.
What happened was
there was a bunch of funny YouTube comments, and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then they attacked him.
They massively got together in forums and stuff to go to his YouTube video clip of him making fun of them and thumbs down it.
Wow!
So he had 50.
Dude, that was like someone's fucking
over 50,000 thumbs down.
That's someone's fucking day of trying to do something. Imagine what they could do with their lives. Like they got what do you say 50,000?
50,000 thumbs downs.
50,000 people came together and hit a fucking button.
Most videos have like, you know, like it'll have way more likes than dislikes.
Yeah,
you know?
So what was the like to dislike ratio?
I'm not sure what it was, but
was the dislikes higher?
He said his dislikes were 50,000.
Wow.
It was,
I mean, that's still insane.
It was the most disliked video of all time he's ever had.
I mean, that's Kimmel? A community.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. God. But you have to listen to the clip. I can pop it open if you want me to.
Ah. You explained it.
It's like a 4-minute clip. So in the 2 minutes in the middle is like the funny part.
Yeah.
You know.
Buses load there. Yeah, I get it.
One of those
things. Jimmy Kimmel's funny. I mean, like, but that's insane that the gamers got so fucking outraged about that. People have like nothing to worry about now. That's like your fucking problems. That's what you're going to get fucking butthurt about and start a revolution over. You're going to play the video, huh?
What's up? No, I had another one.
Second life.
Is that all right? Am I allowed to fucking pop open a different video?
Second life.
Yeah. Second Life, yeah. I remember when Dwight K. Schrute.
Did you hear
life.
Any of Kanye's speech from the fucking
Video Music Awards?
Yeah.
No. I heard that it had 40% less viewers than it did last year, though.
What, the movie?
VMAs.
Or the VMAs?
Yeah. That's a lot.
I wonder why that is.
Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, no one gives a fuck anymore. They pop up in the internet and see him. Why would they fucking watch this bullshit?
Miley Cyrus showed her tit.
She shows her tits on her Instagram all the time.
You can't show tit on Instagram. This was like a nipple.
Or her Twitter. You can just Google Miley Cyrus nipple and you can see it. You don't need to. And wait, did they? So MTV showed a nipple? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they showed
it. They did not.
Whole boob.
And then they.
One whole boob.
Yeah, and then they fucking like posted about it on their website. So it was definitely planned. And they were like, oh, nip slip of the year and on their own website. So,
wow.
Yeah, they already paid their fine.
So it was basically like the fucking Janet Jackson bullshit, but that was actually like probably a legitimate mistake.
The Janet Jackson one, legitimate mistake. Not quite, but
they paid their fine.
Broadcasters didn't know about it.
Oh. The NFL was just like, yo, rip that titty out.
The NFL didn't know about it.
Oh, okay, so Justin Timberlake was like, rip that titty out.
Justin Timberlake. And
yo, MJ.
Justin Timberlake. And
your sister. I'm bringing sexy back.
That's what killed Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Propofol or whatever.
It tried to cover blanket's eyes.
Sean versus the English language Propofol. What did Michael Jackson die from?
I have no idea. Sleeping medication or some shit? Yeah.
Rohypnol.
Yeah, that might be it, yeah.
It was something sick. But anyway, they put Kanye to Seinfeld.
I still don't understand award shows.
Hell yeah.
This arena tomorrow, it's going to be a completely different setup. Some concert, something like that. How could you explain that? It crosses my mind a little bit like when I go to a baseball game. After that night, the stage was gone. I don't understand it, bro.
Anyway.
Yeah, he's very Seinfeldy about that.
It
what
was.
Are with these peanuts?
Just the way it started with somebody taking the clip and then they cut it into like a laugh track going in between his.
Oh, right, like canned laughter.
So then they cut it with the
Seinfeld
behind
That's
it.
Actually pretty, yeah, like him on stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny. How do you feel about the John Cena fucking like revolution we're in right now? Every video is like, who are you? And it's like, John Cena! And then it just goes through it. That's got to die out soon,
I saw
right?
one with Jack Nicholson or something like that. Instead of it being like, here's Johnny, it was like, here's... And it was like, John Cena!
I saw one with Spider-Man where he saves Mary Jane. She's like, who are you? And then it just his face pops up. And it's John Cena.
I don't know. I mean, they got to do something with everything.
Yeah, because the RKO has been around for a while. I just saw a fucking Secret Ninja. They just used like a ninja from Sega Genesis and replaced that with the RKO.
Stuff hits the internet and hundreds of people think it's funny and then it just spirals from there, man. How things...
It's crazy these like little fads we live through.
They go so much faster than they used to, though, too, man.
Remember Grumpy Cat? That was around for a while.
Grumpy Cat, man.
Grumpy Cat's still around?
Barely.
Grumpy
Cat's ironic now.
Grumpy Cat is... Grumpy... Goddamn.
Grumpy Cap. It's like this like really unhappy hat.
Goddamn.
Dude, we should start that. Grumpy Cap. I mean, the bill is already shaped like a frown. We're in, dude.
I think you got it. Grumpy Cat.
Yep.
Is probably still around in your Oh, that joke didn't work. I have as much luster after fucking up the English language for 5 minutes.
Grumpy Cap.
Yeah, but no, Grumpy Cat. It's weird because
he's on a pet commercial, like a fucking
had a movie with goddamn Larry the Cable Guy.
Wait,
like,
that actually happened?
Grumpy Cat comes to Christmas or some shit.
Comes on Christmas.
It was on the Lifetime Channel or something like that.
Of course it was.
Grumpy, what, you're just nodding
you're right,
your
yeah,
head. Hell
right.
Yeah, I'm right. Hell yeah.
It might even be on Netflix. You should look it up.
Grumpy Cat Christmas.
Grumpy Cat's worst Christmas.
Grumpy Cat's worst because Grumpy Cat's pissed about how Christmas goes.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That fucking poster does sell me on it.
I
he looks pretty bummed out about Christmas, right? Yeah. His heart grows 3 times too big and then he fucking dies because it explodes. Oh, that'd be sick.
Yeah,
oh, that'd be so rad. And his heart grew 3 times that day and he died. Because that's what would happen. It's not the Grinch.
To the Grumpy Cat?
Mm-hmm. No, he's still alive. He was in like a fucking litter commercial the other day.
Yeah,
he's like, my poop smells, and they show his face all sad.
Threw out the first pitch at a Diamondbacks game the other day.
The Grumpy Cat?
Yeah, apparently.
Doesn't even have thumbs.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I know that.
Doesn't even have thumbs.
Well, I'm sure. You think somebody might hold the ball, like, for him?
Yeah.
Then he didn't.
He's got a designated. God damn, dude! I can
designator.
And what?
He's got a designator hitter.
And when he frowns the most is when he throws it. Like what?
They probably just walked out, and then the owner threw it. I'm sure.
No, I think Grumpy Cat pushed it. Or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, just push it.
What, like a force
true
push?
True Grumpy Cat would say, fuck that, and not throw
yeah,
the ball
I think
anywhere.
Grumpy Cat just sat there and pissed everyone off.
Grumpy with Cat.
More he just wore the jersey.
With more losses than wins this season, the Diamondbacks already have a lot to be grumpy about, so maybe they thought, hey, why not just pile it on? Whatever the reason Grumpy Cat Day happened on Monday, and
so
ironically,
they probably gave out Grumpy Cat bobbleheads or something.
Yeah,
and they probably gave out Grumpy Caps.
The most famous. Oh, nice. The most famous. All right. I have a better idea. We make the cat the hat, but the bill is him frowning. Those will sell. Whatever the reason, Grumpy Cat Day happened on Monday, and ironically, the most famous frowning cat on the internet turned the crowd's frowns upside down. And even that's a movie. That's got to be a movie.
God, did you see the spin move from Braxton Miller last night?
No.
Ohio State football. Yeah, talking sports and politics with you two. What the fuck is wrong with me? I'll just open it up on Twitter. You guys.
Okay.
This guy literally he hit circle and he busted the spin move.
He what is it? What was that?
He hit circle and busted the spin move. Spin move. All right.
Wait, hold on. Where does he spin kick? There was no kick though. Is that a gif?
Bobby,
it keeps playing.
You know what I'm talking about. Circle. He circled the shit out of it.
Yeah, he circled. I get that.
He circled his stick.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. That was sick.
That is a gif. It keeps playing, right? That'll never stop.
Now, what the fuck do you mean kick? Who's going to kick somebody in football?
That would have been sick, and I thought that's why you're showing me that video.
Move,
yeah, they do that all the time.
Kick.
Yeah, they do that all the time. Roundhouse a motherfucker. That's what I want to see.
Anyway, but yeah, so Braxton Miller spin moved the fuck out of this bitch.
What was that game where you could fucking powerbomb people? Nitro?
NFL Blitz. But
Blitz.
Anyway, Braxton Miller, let me stop fucking derailing me.
Like NFL, or I mean WWE SmackDown 2015.
So anyway, the that's Braxton Miller, right? He was our quarterback for 3 years. He got hurt last year. And we found out that we had two guys on the team who are even better quarterbacks than him, even though he's an amazing quarterback. He makes the switch to wide receiver this year and busts that shit out his first year playing wide receiver. This could be his last year in college before he goes to NFL. You're just staring at me like I'm speaking
literally like,
in tongues.
I was honestly like looking through you, and I was like, I don't know what he's saying.
I'm saying that this fucker is like coming out of the middle of nowhere. Being
yeah, and
beastly.
Being sick, yeah.
That's a position people play from the time they're fucking 8, 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he's starting it at 19.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he's busting spin moves, circle.
Is that what the joystick does when you play NFL?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hit circle and you spin. Yeah. So, okay. Anyway, after the Ohio State game last night. Browns fans are already rallying for them to play as terribly as they can this year so that they can draft the Ohio State quarterback.
Really? They're like, fucking throw it, get first pick, and get that guy.
Not the spin move guy, but their quarterback. The guy that was better than spin move
guy. Okay, right on. All right.
So there's already a fail for Cardale. I said it so it'd rhyme.
Yeah.
That was
it Cardale?
That was not me fucking up the English
yeah,
language
yeah, yeah.
for a change.
Sean versus...
But, yeah, so I just seen it on the internet. They're already rallying.
Trying to throw the season. That's good. I mean, that's going to sell tickets for sure. Oh, they're losing every game. Right on. Dog pound, here we come.
It might sell tickets. Let's go so we can cheer them to lose.
Why would anyone want to do that? Watch it in the comfort of your own home.
Because they're normally
not
losing anyway.
True.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
yeah,
you're cheering for them to win. So
that is,
now it's
at least you know they put it on Front Street. They're like, "Hey, we are losing. We're gonna get that first draft."
Every interception is a fucking cheer parade. Every fucking fumble is a wave. Every fucking
I like this Browns. Cleveland has a lot of spirit.
Every broken bone is a high five.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You take a fumble over the quarterback's head just when he doesn't even catch it. The ball just snap, goes right over his head.
Yeah. What's another move they do with
fucking
the audience?
Cannons will go off.
Okay, right on. Yeah, they'll set up
half
some
the
fucking
team's
fireworks.
Got a drug problem? Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whole team suspended? Right on. We're getting that first pick, guys.
And then
next year's going to be sick.
And then they have Cardale.
How do you think the Browns are going to... I don't give a fuck about this, but how do you think the Browns are going to do this year?
This year? I don't know.
Well, they're obviously throwing every game, so...
I think this will be the year they make it.
Make it
I mean,
to the first draft?
The team the to be honest with you, they have a bunch of different people than they had even 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They're really not much better than they were 2 years ago. They're kind of in the same spot. And then if they have mediocre to subpar quarterback play... They're going to be worse than last year. Mm-hmm. You if they don't have strong quarterback play, they're not going to win any games. Last year, you got a bunch of strong quarterback play out of Brian Hoyer there in that stretch of 6-7 games, and that's why they won 7 games last year.
You covered the draft. How was their draft? Did they get good people? You said you covered this year's draft, correct?
They locked up a solid defensive tackle in the front so that they could get rid of Phil Taylor.
Yeah,
and so they went younger and faster in that position, which will be huge.
Okay, well, I mean, like, does a team actually go in at the beginning of a season and be like, hey, let's throw this motherfucker because we saw this one kid do this cool thing?
The Indianapolis Colts, I mean, they're not. The Indianapolis Colts 4 years ago, all right, Peyton Manning hurt his neck.
Yeah.
And it was kind of iffy if he was going to be able to play or not.
Okay.
If he was ever going to play again. Well, then it got to the point where, yeah, he's going to be able to play again. Yeah, he could actually make it back by like week 10 to 12.
I like how you looked at your watch. It wasn't existing.
And the Colts went ahead and just said, nah, we'll go without him for the rest of the year.
Basically throwing the season.
And they won 2 games that year, I think, and had the first...
Wow. How many?
Out of how many?
Yeah.
17 games. Or 16 games.
Wow. It'd be incredible if every team this year was like...
Trying to throw it.
Want him, so yeah.
It's like
that episode of South Park where they go to the World Series and none of them want to play, like Little League World Series, and they all fucking like keep hitting home runs and like their pitcher keeps hitting the bat and shit like that.
It was the last time there was like a solid person that everybody basically knew was going to be a good NFL player, and that was Andrew Luck. Like, the draft is a crapshoot. You really don't know what you're going to get. Andrew Luck was like, okay, I think this is, if there's not a sure thing, this is the closest thing to a sure thing.
Yeah.
And he ended up being a phenomenal player. I mean, they went from 2-11 to 10-6 the next year, you know what I mean?
Well, they threw the season, so I mean.
In the playoffs. Yeah, they played with like the worst quarterback you could play with and just went the whole season.
God, I wonder how that guy feels.
His name was Jim Sorgi.
Oh,
he's
I'm getting
terrible.
Field time. They're like, yeah, but you're awful.
Yeah, he's awful. Jim Sorgi is a god-awful football player.
God, every game he's going out there like, I'm starting quarterback, but it's only because they want us to lose.
They want it to end. You want to take a break?
Yeah. Well, all right, you squares, it's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make it... Oh, yeah. Bobby, Paul, and Sean, where are you?
Got some news for you now. Speaking of Daniel Horrigan earlier, got a Daniel Horrigan ad right here on my tablet.
Oh, what, we're plugging?
I just can't believe he's spending that much money that he's like paying for like Google ads. Look.
Oh, wow.
And it's showing up on my tablet.
I thought it was
Horrigan.
With a W.
That's a campaign ad right there. Horrigan with a W. Oh, Jesus. So you got a new story, Paul? Go ahead.
Yeah. Let's play Mad Libs real quick. Florida man arrested for allegedly blank at Burger King. What's your word?
Masturbated.
That's it.
Fuck. All right. Oh. Well, you guys guessed it. Sorry, Bob. You didn't get to play. Come on down, Sean. Come talk. A Florida man faces indecent exposure charges after allegedly exposing his hot dog at the home of the Whopper.
Hot dog.
Jefferson King, 33, was arrested Thursday after a customer at West Palm Beach Burger King reportedly saw him playing with his sex organ at a seat near the restrooms. He was close to the restrooms, at least. The woman told police when she asked King what he said he was doing, he replied, "What? I'm playing with my penis." This dude's on Front Street, man.
He was honest about it.
Hold on, I'm going to show you the picture of him.
Like, normally...
Imagine that guy imagine like, that guy jerking
Jesus
off.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. Normally...
I'm playing with my penis! Like, that's how he looks.
What? I'm just playing with my penis.
Like, you haven't seen a dick before, lady.
Normally, when you get caught, like, jerking off, like, it's like this weird red face of embarrassment, you know what I mean?
You're yeah,
like,
not oh, the crack shit. Eyes yeah. of fucking determination.
And then you're like, oh, no, I was just, you know, readjusting myself or something, you know what I mean? This guy's like, he was just literally like, I'm stroking my penis.
Could you ever imagine jerking off at a restaurant, let alone a fast food joint?
In the booth? Like, out front?
Yeah, well, he was, no, not, well, I mean, he was near the restroom, but in a booth, correct?
He wasn't even, he wasn't in the restroom, nothing. He was
correct,
just
he was near
in the
it.
Booth.
He was close to it.
So he's by the playpen.
Oh, God.
At
depending
least
on how,
it,
yeah,
bias,
yeah, okay,
yeah.
That might be it.
Anyway.
Next to the ball pit, you know what I'm saying?
So he's hanging out playing yeah. with the balls. Jingle. Okay, so he's sitting in a booth just stroking. Is it out? Is the penis exposed?
It seems like it. The woman then complained to a manager who asked King to leave. That's funny that his last name was King. He's at Burger King jerking
They just
off.
Told him, go ahead, get out. Like, it wasn't like, we're going to call the police.
Well,
and get him, or it was like, he can just go ahead and leave.
However, King allegedly refused to move from his seat and kept playing with his genitalia.
No, I'm going to sit here and stroke it.
According to Breaker911.com, this is from a HuffPost weird HuffPost or some shit.
Yeah.
Officers were called to the scene when the question King, they claim, he said he had done nothing wrong, according to the Palm Beach Post. King was taken to the Palm Beach County Jail and booked on one count of indecent exposure. So, yeah, his dick was out. He was released on Friday after posting $1,000 bond. Wow, dude's got money, too, jerking off at a Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
But not have to pay 10% of that.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
so 100
bond.
Bucks. Mm-hmm. But not before posing for a very memorable mugshot, which you all saw.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you could That's jerk off in base. A restaurant, what would it be, Sean?
Any specific restaurant?
Anyone you want. Where's your fucking restaurant come at?
Where they serve warm ketchup.
No.
Nice.
I was going to say, like, some sort of, like, Panera or something. Somewhere,
Panera bread?
Somewhere
give me a bread
where,
bowl.
Oh. Somewhere where it would just be, like, nothing but white girls in leggings hanging out.
Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Mine is Hardee's.
Go.
Hardee's. Nice. Hardee's, that's yeah. a good one. Yeah. All right. I like that.
That one's kind of creepy.
Yeah, Bobby
like
Camparta allegedly jerks off at a Hardee's.
Yeah, it's actually a good one to do it at.
Yeah, no. Bobby Camparta says,
there?
Get it?
<It's pretty>
Hardee's.
Hardee's.
My dick's Hardy.
I've actually done it.
Okay. That's funny. So I almost saw something like similar. This guy was, he was working like third shift at a gas station or something. He was, you know, behind the glass.
Yeah.
Some gas, he was behind the glass just with like Pornhub open on his iPhone, just stroking it. And customers came in and caught him. And then they're like, they start filming him. And he's like, I wasn't jerking off. And that's what they have him on camera saying.
Oh, fuck. That yeah. sucks.
I they put that video on Pornhub. And now he jerks off to that and cries.
It's just the security camera footage.
I saw
it's them
a,
filming it outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I saw something somebody posted. I'm sure you probably saw too on Facebook. And it was a picture of a guy like in a Pornhub comment section, and it was like, you know what goes harder than this guy's dick? My band's new single.
Hell
check
yeah.
it out at, and posted the YouTube link, and it was like promotion game on point. Like, this guy's like, you know what goes harder than this guy's
that's
dick?
Awesome. That's almost as good as the fucking McDonald's mixtape guy.
Was that
and the Happy Meals?
He was putting his own mixtape
yeah,
in the
Happy
Meals.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So you got a new story, Bob? I saw you looking at your phone.
No, I was looking for one.
Josie just said
I was
one.
At McDonald's today,
it's
though.
A good one.
You guys were saying just that right now, and I was at McDonald's today.
Mm.
You see someone jerking off?
No, the lady behind the counter was, or the lady that was ordering food was like, hey, I'm looking for a yellow construction truck or something, whatever. Do you guys have that? And she's like, oh, no, we don't have that toy. Trust me, I've been looking for it, too. Is what the lady behind the counter said.
Yeah.
And then, like, without, like, being like, why are you looking for it, too, or anything, the lady that was ordering food was like, well, this one's for a kid. And, like, to the lady working, and, like, I just kind of, like,
oh, shit.
After that.
You didn't even order food?
No, I had already got my food. This was going on when I was, like, filling up my pop.
That's weird. I heard that they can't be gender.
I was just, like, looking at her. But, like, the lady that worked there probably had kids, too. Like,
Yeah, yeah. Hey, this is from my kid.
I work at McDonald's, and I collect all the McDonald's toys.
Did you know that they can't be gender specific anymore? They have to ask if they want, like, the My Little Ponies or the Hot Wheels. They can't say, do you want a boy or a girl's Happy Meal?
Oh.
That's a thing now.
A just boy like, or girl Happy Meal?
Right, yeah. They don't say that. They just you just tell them what toy you want.
One
you
has
don't,
a blue or one has a pink.
What about dollar store grab bags?
I don't know. I feel like those aren't, you can't see, they're like mystery bags.
Yeah, but like one would be blue letters that say boy on the whole bag, and one would be in pink letters that said girl.
They don't even use the colors anymore to describe that.
Because they don't want like the kids to feel like they have to go this certain way, because like if a dude wants to play with a doll, he should be able to. If a girl wants to play with G.I. Joe, she should be able to.
Yeah, did you guys talk about the Target thing
gender neutral things? No, we haven't talked about that at all.
Oh, like how Target is switching up like their kids section, so it's all going to be
gender neutral. Mm-hmm. So it's for, you could buy it for boys or girls. But then I really think all that means is you're going to have girls with blue rooms and guys with pink rooms.
Which I think if a kid wanted a blue room, like Taylor, she's had a blue room for like forever. Mm. I mean, if a girl, I don't know, if a kid wants a blue room, I don't see why.
Or if a kid wants to play with a fucking Barbie, it's whatever. I mean, like, I think that they used to like frown upon it because he would get made fun of, and they just wanted to save him the embarrassment. But now with like everything being so PC and so progressive and shit, they just want to take that all away.
I don't know if your boy can play with a Barbie, bro.
Oh man, yeah, see, you're part of the old age, Sean.
Dude, give me a break. Like. You're going to give your boy a Barbie? Like,
I'm not saying, what if he gravitates towards
it? If he grabs it out of it, like he has a
There's
sister,
a toy chest.
He grabs out of his sister's toy chest, that's one thing.
Or there's a mixed toy chest at like a daycare. He grabs the Barbie and he's like, okay. I want to dress her up. And then he becomes like the sickest hairstylist ever.
That's one
Don't
thing.
Don't fuck with the Zohan, man.
Now, but you're not going to go out and specifically buy your son a Barbie. Who does that? You go out and you buy him a fucking John Cena. And a...
Now, what if you're in the toy store and he's like, you're like, isn't John Cena sick? He's like, isn't Barbie's fucking... these are amazing.
I tell him, no, son, you're going to have John Cena.
But John Cena needs a girlfriend.
There you go. That's the way. You're like, well, how about we get John Cena and her? He's like,
you buy if you think about
we'll
it,
buy a
kids...
diva. Yeah, you got a Nikki Bella.
Kids don't... They're not... They can't recognize the difference between an action figure and a Barbie doll.
Well,
they're all toys to them.
They're all dolls.
They don't know the difference.
An action figure's still a doll. It's no different. But
true.
There's still a manliness behind
They made up the
but
name
But they don't
action
know
figure.
That. But they're the kid, they don't know that.
That's why you condition them.
I think you should just buy kids instruments.
There you go.
Well, I mean, but do they have to be gender neutral, or can you buy the boy a pink guitar and the girl a blue one?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, are you going to buy your son a pink guitar when it's time for him
if
to play
If he's
guitar?
Like, I want the pink guitar, I'm like, right on, brother. Son. I'd probably call him son, not brother.
It depends. If he's like 11, pick out your pink one, son. Go for it.
Oh, so what? If he's like 4, you're like, no. Get green or
you're
blue.
But
green
it's even
blue.
More innocent when he's 4. Like
exactly, because he doesn't know. You're going to have green or blue,
but he's
son.
Going with his first intention.
Yeah. Buy him a black
so
guitar.
So I'm going to get him
paint.
Green or blue.
Yeah, a little panda guitar.
Just because they have thoughts doesn't mean their thoughts are correct.
Doesn't mean they're right. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
you're fucking up your own life, kid.
You know,
I'll show you the way.
I will. Here's blue. You're painting me into this weird barrel. Like I'm not gonna let my son be who he wants to be.
You said it.
Yeah, you kind of did. You painted yourself that fucking barrel.
He's allowed to be who he wants to be, but when it comes down to the
so what's the age where he can have the pink guitar?
When he can buy it himself.
Okay, right on. Once you start pulling your own weight, living under my roof, then you can buy your pink guitar.
No, I mean...
Allowance.
Yeah, he doesn't know any better, so he's going to get that something money. That's blue.
Okay.
I'm going to buy him blue.
Yeah.
And then if he happens to like pink as things go on and continues to enjoy pink, he can have pink.
Okay. But you want to put the blue first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll just nip this in the bud.
No, I'm a firm believer that you're born gay. Like, that's not what I'm getting at. I'm not, like, afraid that, like, oh, if I let my boy play with a doll, you're going to be a homo. Like, that's not
Is that
we're
going to name this episode?
Boy playing with a doll, going to be a homo. Just because that happens, I mean, he's going to be born a homo or not. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
I love that.
What?
Born homo. That's born what homo. It should be called.
Born homo.
Born homo. He's either going to be born homo or not. So whether I okay, now I am making myself sound terrible. Whether I completely push that down,
right,
and,
yeah,
and what it
if I suppress it myself,
suppress that as long as I can,
yeah,
that's okay. You know,
I named him Rex. I don't get it. Why don't you like blue?
He's like, I'm Rex and effects, Dad. He's like, show me his abs and shit. Pop. Like, oh god, son, he's only 9. Fuck.
Give him the pink guitar.
I think I got a 9-year-old son named Rex the Bod now or whatever.
Rex the Bod. His middle name is the Bod. Rex the Bod-assed. Yeah, that doesn't have a good sound to it. I'm not going to lie. Jesus. It's weird that you went with the Bod as the middle Rex name. Rex-assed. Yeah, Rex-assed. Hey, let me see Rex-assed.
Rex the Bod. I like Rex the Bod, kind of.
Yeah?
It might be my wrestler name if I became a wrestler. I'd be
I think Sean the Bod-assed has a good ring to it.
Rex the Bod.
I mean, Rex sounds way sicker than Sean. I'll give you that.
Okay, so Josie sent me a story. I'll hit it real quick. A Canadian candidate.
It ties in with all the themes of tonight.
He was
jerks off at a Burger King.
Close. Close.
He's caught urinating in a coffee mug.
Oh, hell yeah. Wait, was it his own?
No.
Because then it's not news, because that's just preference.
Did someone drink it?
It's a homeowner's cut. No, he pissed in the coffee mug and then dumped the pee out and just set the mug down.
Oh, so it's just like after pee.
Yeah,
it's
he left after pee. Go ahead, Josie.
He did this. This was a while ago before he was running, and someone recognized him. They were like, oh, I think that's the
mug.
Same dude. Yeah, exactly. And then
it's all piss mug.
It was a hidden camera TV show called Marketplace, and they go into like homeowners' houses and
pee in things.
No.
I was like, this is my show. I've been doing this for years.
Yeah, they set up hidden cameras and then bring in independent contractors to look
and
at
see
the house.
They
and
do
then
catch them, yeah.
Catch them on hidden camera.
Wow, that's fucked
and
up.
And he was one of the people, yeah, that was caught doing this, and he started running. And his pee expose from 2012 showed up.
So did he ever see that show where he was pissing in the cup, or did it never air?
Oh, he knew.
Yeah, and
he
wonder,
still ran like that wouldn't come back up?
I wonder
up?
If like, yeah, I wonder if
old
his
pee
face
mug?
Was blurred out in it or something in the original airing or something. But anyway, so the video shows him like look around and then he like crouches down, pees into it, gets back up.
What, he sits?
Like, he sits when he pees.
That's actually what they bring up. Like, this man sits when he pees. Bought a pink guitar when he was 7.
So, he
well before the age when he could decide for himself.
He's stepping down to focus on his first love.
Peeing in cups.
Yeah.
It's a joke going around Twitter. And then there's another one of him, like, peeing in the snow, saying, vote conservative. So, yeah, that's pretty funny. But, yeah, so he had to apologize. Like, I deeply regret this happening, obviously. But, yeah, so he peed in a cup.
And then dumped it out.
Me, I'm going to piss in your cup.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, like, I don't know. Like, nobody else
knows.
That's
weird, man.
It makes me
wonder. He didn't
rinse
it. He just dumped it. Probably so they would still use it.
Definitely.
Without knowing that.
Definitely, like, that's the thing to, like, you know, like, he, like, I don't know, that's weird.
Makes me
that's like some dude fucking jerked off in yogurt. Remember that chick was like, this tastes like cum. It was a sampler. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about that on the episode.
No, it wasn't just, he did it to her for like, months.
Oh, I thought, wow.
He was feeding her semen for a long time.
Yeah, semen yogurt.
Just adding it to
protein.
It
was in her coffee, it wasn't yogurt. It was coffee.
Well, there was another one where a dude was jerking off in the yogurt samples. And this lady was like, this tastes like cum. And he's like, what are you talking about? Then they'll never be able to prove it. Then they fucking tested it. And there was cum in there, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cum in there.
Yeah, that's weird.
Cum talk.
Yeah. Cum talk.
Some of the things people do, like Justin Bieber peeing in a mop bucket.
Yep.
Like, some of the things people do just makes you go like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're just going to be
sober
literally...
versus intoxicated is different.
Even
that dude was sober.
Sometimes.
The fucking yogurt jerk off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about Burger King drunk guy? Or I said drunk guy. Burger King
jerk off guy.
Was he drunk?
I mean, who knows what the fuck that dude was on? You see his eyeballs?
Oh, the McDonald's guy.
Yeah. No, it's Burger King.
Forgot about
Burger
his
King.
Eyes.
Bob was at McDonald's. Mm. Scared for his life for the toys.
So I thought it was McDonald's. That's why I was talking about the ball pit and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Burger King has the playrooms.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we just talking about?
Guy peeing in a mug running for a candidacy in
Canada.
Oh, yeah,
people things do to... it makes me wonder what people have done to my things. Like, you think people would just come here and come on my microphone when I'm not here?
Fuck, I hope not. I feel like you'd be able to see. Yeah, no, we wiped it down, just not with a fucking disinfectant.
Yeah, yeah.
So he gets the little bit of a scent of cum in his nose.
That is like a weird thing. Like, somebody might do that. Like, they'll come on it and clean it up.
I think it's more fucked up to think about what people do. I mean, like, that dude's a contractor. Like, he gets paid good money. Mm. And that's a thing that he does probably in every house. Like, he's like the Wet Bandits. But, like, of peeing and fucking mugs.
It might have been
his
too.
First time. But he's like, I might be into this.
No.
I don't know. I got to try it out. It's been on my mind.
No, what I was going to say is it's a hidden camera show. So probably what they don't show you on camera is the guy that the house that he came to. That person is probably just like a total fucking
piece of
dick.
Shit. Yeah.
Shits on him, treats him like absolute horse shit, makes him feel like fucking terrible. And then he goes and I'll show this motherfucker.
Piss
mug. And then they catch it on camera, like, oh, this is what this guy just randomly does in this house.
Mm, yeah. It's the old journalism.
Say, Josie, you remember?
That was exactly it.
That was it?
Yeah.
Like, maybe they, like, riled the guy up.
Oh, hell yeah. Didn't pay him or something.
So he's like, I'm going to go pee in this.
Yeah, what was that
mug.
MTV show? Like High Temperature or some shit where they would like fuck with people?
Boiling Point.
Yeah. High Temperature. Obviously not a good marketer. Hey, guys, I got this show. We fuck with people. High Temperature, huh? What, do they have fevers?
Join us in on this. Yeah. I got another news story. So a...
new. Okay.
A game company, right?
They
put out a game called
Jimmy Kimmel Gets Fucked.
No, and that'd be awesome. No, it was called Plane History 2, right? That's the title.
Plane
History.
Like flying planes or like plane, just like mediocre?
Why would a game be called plane? Like playing.
Playing. Oh, my bad. You said it weird.
No, I didn't. I said playing.
Okay.
That was not one of my fuck-ups today.
No, I heard plane too.
Yeah, what do you know? I wish we were videoing this because Sean's looking at me like, you motherfucker. Go ahead. Playing History 2. Wait,
playing
what was there,
History
a 1?
Two.
Or is it T-O-O?
I'm sure there's a 1, but this
is
we're not
like
talking
Mario's
about 1.
Mario's Time Machine, but without Mario?
I'm not sure. No. This is Playing History 2. It's and then the subtitle is The Slave Trade. Okay.
It gets
so
better.
This Danish company put out this game. It's their best way. This is what they felt like was their best way to teach children of
history.
The slave trade. It's a scoring game where you take slaves and you're putting them on the ship.
Okay.
And to pack them tighter into the ship.
Like Tetris.
They are literally Tetris shaped. Like they'll be bent over.
I'm there. Did they play the little.
And then you fill up the boat with slaves and Tetris.
That is fucked up.
So this game comes out.
Like, how the fuck did that get past? They're like, all right, guys, we're going to call it Playing History 2 so it won't offend anyone at first.
And,
then once they get into it, we're just going to pack black people like Tetris.
It's been
into ships.
Apparently, it's been available since 2013, but people became aware of it because it got uploaded to Steam.
Oh, fuck.
Which Steam is like a gaming thing. Bob's told me about it before. It's like where people like they even play like what like.
There's all kinds of games on it.
They play, like, the most popular games are even on it. Like, popular ones.
Yeah, Steam's a huge thing,
Even, like...
I don't know.
Yeah, you can download
like
stuff.
Elder Scrolls ones.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Tony plays that shit.
Okay, so Steam is, like, a console for your computer.
Yeah.
So it got released on Steam this week or last week. And 2 days later, it was gone, and people...
Like, who's the bored motherfucker that's, like, Playing History 2? Why not?
And they were like...
You've, like, reached the end of games.
The company's called Serious Games. They had to issue an apology that said, apologies to people who were offended by using this game, by us using game mechanics to underline the point of how inhumane slavery was.
But did they sell it? Did they make money off this?
And the people writing the article is like, is it possible to use, you know, video games to illuminate brutality?
That would be way better. It's like, is it possible to change it to white?
But they were like...
Reprimations.
But they were like, is it possible with cheerful anthropomorphic?
Anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic.
Yeah.
Mouse, an adorable little admirable costume, tallying your score as you drop bodies into the hold of a ship.
Wait, a mouse takes your score?
No, you
Oh, I got you. Yeah, my bad. I thought you meant like, oh, that's weird.
While there's a little guy down here in a captain's outfit.
Is he white?
Yeah, he's a white captain. Look at his little hat down there in the bottom left corner. Yep. He's a little white captain.
Mm-hmm.
Explaining to you.
Danish, huh?
Yeah, Danish game to teach the slave trade. Look at the way the slave on top is. Like he's the lowercase T shape Tetris thing.
Wow. Yeah, and he has one arm out. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Slave Tetris.
So what happened when they issued the apology? People were like, all right.
Well, it got taken off Steam. And I mean, obviously, then now because they issued apology, it's a story. You know what I mean? But it made me think about some other things. I was seeing stuff on YouTube today.
That I mean, they might as well be packing Jews into a shower. Mm. Like, that's a game. Like, that's like the same type thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched something today that was fucked up. It was an arcade game called Chiller, I guess. And you would go into a room that's like all these bodies like tied up and shit. And like people in guillotines and shit. And you go into the room and you like... You got to massacre their bodies. You just shoot their body so it explodes. You shoot the one thing so it drops the guillotine on the head. And you go into each all these individual torture rooms and just torture all the people even more.
I mean, they've been doing that for years, though. There's like a game where you just like this literally blow people away that are like neighborhood kids and shit.
Arcade game from like in the early 80s.
You know? It was only a part of the game.
What, Chiller?
The slave trade game.
Oh, what else do you do?
The Tetris thing is only a part of the game.
That's the only part I heard.
I don't know what else you do yet, but I just saw that it was just one of the modes in
slave,
it.
Slave Tetris was one of the games
they
inside.
They removed that mode
history.
From the game. Slectris. But that means there's still other modes.
Yeah, so
we could be packing Jews into a fucking gas room.
It's playing history to the slave trade, so all of the modes will still be slavery related, but slave Tetris was just a little too much for them. So
yeah,
they went ahead and got slave Tetris out of there.
Right on. I mean, good for them. Wow, I wonder what other modes they have. That's really actually interesting.
Slaves on a plane.
That's funny. I read something earlier right before we started this that I wanted to talk about, and I forget what it was. Go ahead, say something, Paul.
Something, Paul. No. Bob, if you had to make a slave game, what would your game be? Mine would be the Underground Railroad. Where you have to make slaves into a train.
The synopsis for the game even says, the slave trade. Travel back to the 18th century and experience the horrors of the transatlantic slave trade.
Okay, well, at least you don't bury the lead.
Well, I mean, you're reliving the horrors, but you're doing fun things like slave Tetris.
Yeah. Tetris is a blast.
It actually seems like a really intense storyline.
It would
now that I'm reading
make
about
more
it.
Sense if mm-hmm. the slaves had like historical names, and you're dropping like
Harriet Kunta
Tubman
Kinte?
Into
no. It's Harriet actually
that would teach you something.
This
at least.
This is actually
like,
a really intense game, like really deep. Like you're a slave on the boat, and you serve the captain in the boat. Like you're like one of the higher up slaves. You work for the captain.
Okay.
It's a black version
of
the Oregon
And you're supposed
Trail.
To inform him about suspicious behavior, but then your sister gets caught doing something bad. Do you tell on her?
Oh, okay. Do you report her? Yeah.
Do you report her? Because
so it's like a moral dilemma.
Yeah, it's a moral
dilemma. Do you have enough space to download that game?
No, I don't. I don't have enough space.
Yeah, Bob was trying to download fucking Iron Bread.
God, did you hear that the
motherfucker. That's worse than Slave Tetris.
You hear the Full Throttle Saloon burnt down, Paul?
What's the Full Throttle Saloon? I'm fucking on Ignorant Island again. I'm just sailing off to sea. Later, guys.
My hero, Jesse James Dupree.
Yeah, okay, yeah, chainsaw guy.
I learned of him from a TV show called Full Throttle Saloon because he plays there during a Sturgis rally every Thursday.
Wow.
It's Jackal Thursday.
Jackal Thursday.
And he's like part business owner. With the Full Throttle Saloon.
Okay.
It burnt down to the ground. The entire bar is fucking gone.
Mm-hmm.
Burnt down last night.
That sucks. Where's this at?
In Sturgis.
Is that?
South Dakota.
Thank you.
Huge motorcycle.
You don't
motorcycle.
Know about Sturgis?
Huge.
No, I know about T.
Motorcycle
Sioux Falls?
Yeah, Sturgis is like the biggest motorcycle rally ever. There's
okay.
A few hundred thousand motorcycle riders descend on Sturgis.
One percenters?
One percenters like the fucking conservative tea partiers?
No, isn't that what the biker gang's called? I'll look it up.
I think one percenter is a tea party thing.
I think one percenter is a biker gang.
You probably both are right. not a gang.
Sean is fucking,
Sturgis isn't a gang.
Sean's baffled right now. He's like, are you kidding me? 1% biker. Yeah, biker. Yeah, 1% biker. Came up on Google. Right. Outlaw Motorcycle Club, 1%ers. Boom.
All right.
Let's have a good day.
Wow.
I mean,
I thought you just weren't going to talk.
I give you credit. I mean, you knew some. But I mean, who doesn't know Hell's Angels or something like that?
Yeah, I think they're kind of like part of the 1%ers.
You shoot for the 1%er.
Yeah.
You go for
I'm in it, dude. I know. I mean, I'm not in with the 1%ers. Yeah, I don't want to. I take that back. Yeah. Just to make that clear. But I mean, like, I know the shit.
Yeah, you can't wear colors that aren't yours, dude.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Or letters. You can't have an MC.
Oh, yeah. A certain patch. Yeah. You can't do that.
Patched in.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, I mean, you said you had it, so you're already.
No, I don't have a patch.
In. You're patched in.
I'm patched in. Fuck. I hope they don't hear this.
Yeah, you better hope they don't Apache your face.
So right, only Apache? 1% of people listen.
Only 1% of people listen.
So, yeah, Full Throttle Saloon.
If you're still listening, you're a 1%er.
No, shit. You're all fucked.
So, yeah, I'm worried about Jesse James Dupree.
Well, he didn't burn in it, correct?
No, nobody died.
Well, then you're good.
But
where is he going to play now?
Yeah, on Thursday.
They'll probably
Jackal
rebuild
Thursday.
It.
See, the thing about this is...
It'd be way sicker if someone came through with a chainsaw.
Like, tangent?
Go for it.
Yeah, hit it, Bob.
Yeah, we're all ears.
The thing about this is where other people see tragedy, I see gain, and that is the... I forget what I called it earlier. It's a show where Jesse James Dupree rebuilds it.
Reality.
Oh, like
show.
Bar Rescue.
Show. Yeah. Well, it's like
Fire Rescue.
Oh yeah, nice. That's what I call it. Saloon Rescue.
Okay, so, right on.
Yeah.
Where he goes around and burns down places and then rebuilds them.
Well, no.
That'd be a sick show.
Well, no, that was a secondary idea I had, which was kind of like Nightcrawler, but
oh, okay,
somebody
yeah.
went and burned
yeah,
down
that was the underlying
just so
theme.
He could make a television show idea,
right.
Which.
Give his career a little resurgence.
Same, which would be the same television show idea from this. The idea that
yeah.
I had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Nightcrawler, Saloon, Rescue.
The Full Throttle Saloon, man. It's gone.
It'll be back up.
You think they'll build a new one?
Shit,
oh,
yeah.
Bigger and better.
They said they had 500-gallon drum of grain alcohol on site because he distills his own moonshine.
Wonder
the
what
owner.
Caught on fire.
Well, when the fire went off and it hit that, it just fucking
exploded. Yeah.
And that was it.
Because that's like, what, almost pure alcohol, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
500 gallons of moonshine.
That should be the name of his biography.
Just taking a shot of moonshine puts hair on your chest.
Honestly. You drink moonshine, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I love moonshine cherries.
Yeah. Moonshine-soaked cherries. I've never had moonshine before.
Fucking munch on them bitches. That's how I found out I like cherries.
Never tried fruit until it was soaked in alcohol.
It's true.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. That's fine. Do we got anything else you want to say?
No,
what
you got
about you, Josie? You got something
basement
better?
Comedy show?
Oh, yeah, that's happening.
Yeah.
Saturday.
The 12th.
Yeah. It'll be on the internet.
It will. Basement and you should come show. There.
Yeah.
Hang
yeah.
out with us.
I mean, most people that'd be listening right now would be listening to it.
Yeah.
The 1%ers.
Yeah.
There's people
the
looking forward to listening.
Yeah. And watching. You can watch it. www.lousyweathermedia.com. Check it the fuck out.
I think this was a show.
Yep, it was
Shout
a show.
Shout out to John Bruton. Thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's have a good day.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. ATI.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.